Heyo! Welcome to Navigating Career Change with Zaki Ahmed. I am Zaki Ahmed. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for clicking the buttons that got you here, ultimately, and for listening to even this part of this episode. This podcast is formerly known as Navigating with Zaki Ahmed. I just changed the name, kind of like reshaken it up. Because I've decided to kind of narrow the focus of the podcast. If you've been listening for a while, you know, I've just kind of been talking. If you look back at the other episodes, kind of giving background on like who I am and my contextual episodes, talking about stuff that I just wanted to record and talk about. And, you know, on the advice of almost everything that I see on social media about anything, it's about building and living in your niche and kind of growing from there. And to be honest with you, I had no idea what my niche was in any context, being like podcast, Instagram, whatever platform I was on, however I was talking about stuff, whatever I was talking about. But I've come to understand that like something that I actually have to offer and a skill, because I don't have like I didn't think I had like a skill to offer that I could provide value to people with, like, oh, this is how you create a kick-ass Instagram feed, or this is how you do Instagram stories. Or I had an idea that I could build a business around, like, helping people build TikTok videos, and, like, those kinds of tangible skills that I thought I had to have in order to, like, you know, really have an impact, but Shaista actually really helped me understand this, along with other storytellers, that like there's so much power in your story and what you tell. And it kind of like is like a duh for me at this point, because one of the things that has really helped me along my journey of finding the next chapter of my career is talking to people and hearing their stories. And that's really where I started, was like having coffees with people and trying to understand their story. So, you know, Shaista said to me one day, like, don't you get it? Like, people are going to find value in your story, in the steps that you take as an individual, in your progression of careers. So really, at the end of the day, that's what I've been doing, is trying to find the next chapter of my career and professional development. I still can't say that I have quite found it, but I know that I'm sinking my teeth into things a lot more today than I was, you know, 6 months ago. Specifically today, that just being Allegory Chai, our startup business, drop shipping, and still maintaining the other activities, including my personal branding things, like this podcast. But anyways, back to the point of why I changed it. Yeah, I'm trying to niche down. I really want to help people. And it kind of occurs to me, like, every time somebody talks about this topic of, like, they think about leaving their job, they're unhappy at their job, like, it also really, like, fires me up. Like, I really enjoy talking to people about their unhappiness with their jobs, what their skills are, what their interests are. I really want them to like have a more fulfilling life. I really want them to find more purpose in every day that they wake up. I really want people to like see the light, you know, like I feel like I've seen the light. Like, it's possible to be happy and make money. It's possible to change what you do on a daily basis to make money. It's possible to change how you make money. That being like, you know, we talk about passive income streams. Like, that's the kind of how that I mean. And it's May 15th, 2020. I understand that my words only carry so much weight. And I just recorded the Money podcast. So I understand that, you know, the credibility factor is going to change as things go along, but it's all about documentation. It's all about the journey. It's all about the process. And I know that I want to capture this process better than I have. And I hope that my career change, you know, experiences, thoughts, journeys, interactions will help people as they consider this or as they go through it. I want to help as many people as I possibly can to figure this shit out and to do it in a way that works best for them. So as I say that, make sure you reach out to me if that kind of resonates with you. The background noise that you hear on Navigating Career Change with Zaki Ahmed as of right now is because my current podcast recording studio consists of a vehicle, a baby seat, and a baby. And it's one of the ways I've really enjoyed kind of getting away with Elia. She'll be in the back playing with toys, sometimes sleeping, sometimes I'll be feeding her, whatever. But anyways, that's how we record podcasts right now. And it's kind of a nice way for me to get out of the house and talk. And I enjoy recording and, you know, expressing my creativity that way. But I do also hope and plan to have guests on at some point and talk to people, facilitate conversation about other people's stories, and in hopes, obviously, of bringing value to you as someone considering a career move. So thank you so much again for tuning in. I'm really looking forward to this like new, I don't know what you call it, like strategy? Anyways, I'll see you along the way. Thanks again so much for tuning in. Navigating Career Change with Zaki Ahmed. Have a great day. That's not really a good ending. How do I end this? I need a catchy phrase. Anyone have a good catchy phrase for a career change podcast? Stay classy, career changers. No, I wish you all the change and happiness that you want. Have a great day. Happy hump day. Down with hump days. Fuck, whatever. We'll figure it out. Thanks for tuning in, guys.